Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to take a look at the readings from the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're going to learn about the bread of life, what the Lord gives to each one of us. You know, so many times we take for granted what the Lord does for us in our lives. And the thing is, He gives us unlimited blessings, unlimited grace. And it doesn't cost us a penny. You are not going to find a better deal no matter where you look. So I hope you could stick around for the entire show as we look at these readings. They're good ones. For the past few weeks, we have been looking at different parables. We've been looking at the kingdom of heaven. Well, today the Lord's really going to plant some important seeds when we understand that we think we have a lot of needs in life. Sometimes we get confused with our wants and our needs. The Lord's going to remind us today through these readings that ultimately He will take care of our most important needs. He's going to take care of all of our needs, but even the ones that are most important. Unfortunately, the ones that are most important are spiritual nourishment, these needs, spiritual needs. They're the ones we often overlook. We don't think we need them, but we do. In order to get to heaven, grace is needed. We're not going to ever make it to heaven. We're never going to be able to live the abundant life here on this earth without the grace given to us directly from the Lord. So that's what we will focus on in these readings. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. I invite you to pray with me. Just a couple of news items. If you haven't already done so, please make sure you check out my daily podcast, which is called Following the Truth. I do one Monday through Friday. It's 30 minutes, similar in format to this program, except the topics are a little more varied. This show focuses on the mass readings, but the weekday show, it just gives you encouragement on how to get through life with the help of Jesus. And if you want to check out that show, you can get it for free wherever podcasts are distributed. So your typical podcast outlet will have it. Just look for Following the Truth with Gary Zimak every Monday through Friday. So I hope you'll be able to sign up for that. Subscribe to that. Doesn't cost you anything. Also, speaking of free, you can sign up for my free daily devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You do that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. And you'll get a daily dose of inspiration. I try to keep it short. I don't spam you when you sign up. All you need to do is supply your email address and you are all set. And you'll receive it every day. So that's followingthetruth.com for that. While you're there, I invite you to consider ordering or pre-ordering my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. That book's due to come out in a few months. And I recommend if you want to make sure you get a copy and that it doesn't sell out because it's coming It's following, gosh, I couldn't think of the name of my own book, Give Up Worry for Lent. That's pathetic. That book has sold out for the past two Lenten seasons. So there's a lot of interest in the book that's coming next. So if you want to make sure you get a copy, pre-order it now, and it'll be shipped as soon as it gets released, which I would guess will be late September. Currently, Amazon is saying October the 3rd. I think it is October the 2nd or the 3rd. But they always seem to be a little late. So the book seems to come out. The estimate of the shipping date always seems to be a little late. It's a conservative estimate. I would suspect 1 or 2 weeks earlier you'll see the book. So let go of anger and stress. It's all about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's really the first book I've written on the Holy Spirit, which is really an important book to write. It's something that my relationship with the Holy Spirit has grown to the point where I thought it's time to write a book. And if you're ever looking to let go of anger and stress, be more peaceful, be more patient, have greater self-control, the Holy Spirit's the answer. You know, we can't do this on our own. So I think you'll enjoy the book. Check it out. And as far as I know, it's one of the only books I have seen on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. A lot of books address the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the fruits are the end result. That's why I like to look at the fruits, because I wanted to give you that little enticement. This is what you can have in your life if you let the Holy Spirit work. So Let Go of Anger and Stress. You can pre-order that now, as well as sign up for my daily email devotional at followingthetruth.com. All right, I'm going to take a quick sip of my coffee. You know, this is weird. I can do this. It's funny. I don't like iced coffee. By the way, it's really hot here in the Northeast. I live in southern New Jersey, and it's really hot. It's in the mid-90s. I can drink hot coffee even when it's hot, and I like to do that. But I can also do something else unusual. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I can let my coffee sit. This has been sitting for a while, and it's cold now. I can drink it. But yet at the same time, I don't like iced coffee. It's a little strange, I know, but I can let my hot coffee get cold and drink it, but I don't like the concept of iced coffee. Something about that just doesn't appeal to me. Anyway, you didn't ask, but I'm giving you more information than you need to know. All right, Gary, it's time to pray. What do you think? Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you are a good and gracious and loving God. We praise you for your power. We praise you for your magnificence. We praise you for all of creation, Father. We praise you for creating us in your image and likeness. Father, we are here today solely because of your providence and your goodness. If you would withdraw your favor on us, we would cease to exist. So we're here because you love us. Help us to remember that, because that's something we easily forget. Help us to be aware of just how much you do love us, and how much you care for us, and how you've always provided for our needs over the years. Father, we lift up our intentions this day. Please bless us, bless our families, grant us what we need this day. Help us to be patient as this global pandemic continues to turn our lives upside down. Help us to seek you in the midst of the storm. Help us to praise you for working in our lives, even when it seems like everything that's happening is crazy and out of control. Help us to keep our focus on you, Father. We pray for the grace to do your will, to avoid sin. We ask, Father, that you pour out your Spirit on us, a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit today. Please give me the words to speak on this show. Give me the message. And open all of our hearts and our minds so that we will be receptive to what you have to say. Father, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show. And today, as I said at the start, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And today we're going to reflect upon the fact, this is the message, the Lord provides for all of our needs. He provides for all of our needs, including the ones that we can't see and that we don't even know we need. That's the message today. Now, as I do it each week on the show, I start with the gospel because all of the other readings are anchored on the gospel, with the exception of the second reading. Second reading just moves along sequentially, similar to the way the gospel does. But I always like to find the link between the second reading as well. And it can be done because all of Scripture is interrelated. And that's why I depend on the Holy Spirit. See, that's why I pray to the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the program, so I can get these ideas, so He can inspire me and let me know what I'm supposed to do. Okay? Now, we are looking at the gospel from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me," and he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate, and they were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The feeding of the 5,000, it's a familiar story. We've all heard it. And literally what this story is doing is prefiguring the Eucharist. In the Eucharist and through the sacraments in his church, the Lord gives us everything that we need. There are a few elements in the story I think we need to touch on. That the first thing is Jesus had pity for the crowd. His heart was moved with pity for the crowds, and he cured their sick. So listen, if you're sick or if you're suffering from an affliction, I want you to know the Lord has pity on you. And ultimately, all right, now I'm going to say this carefully. Ultimately, he wants you to be cured. He does not want you to be sick. He wants you to be whole, because you were not meant to be sick. However, so you should pray for healing. And right now, I'm going to pray for your healing if you are sick. I'm going to say, "Lord Jesus, I pray that you reach out to anybody who is sick right now, anybody listening right now who is sick, and I ask you, Lord, in your name to heal them." And you know, we can all do that, and we should all do that. Pray for someone who's sick. If you're sick, pray for a physical healing. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, there are times, and this is why healing's a tricky business, there are times when the Lord, even though he wants, you can be sure it's his will for you to be healed of your sickness. But again, I'm being very deliberate with my words, so try to be careful how you listen to this. There are times he wants you, in general, Jesus wants to cure you if you are sick. He did it all the time. There was never a person who approached him in the Gospels who was not cured when they asked him to be cured of their sickness. He cured them all. So he wants you to be cured if you are sick. So pray for healing if you are sick. However, there are times when to accomplish a greater good, and here we go into that whole God stuff again. It's not easy to accept this, but there are times when to accomplish a greater good, to bring about another kind of conversion or another kind of healing, or to accomplish a higher purpose, the Lord will allow the sickness to remain, maybe for a time, maybe permanently. This is where we have to trust him. Yes, he wants us to be healed. He wants us to turn to him if we are sick and pray for healing. And anybody can pray for healing. You don't need any special qualifications. You don't need to be a super saint. You don't need to have a certification. You pray for somebody. If you got somebody in your family, you got a friend, pray for their healing. But at the same time, we need to accept his decision and his timing. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. And it doesn't mean if the healing doesn't take place that you don't have enough faith. Doesn't mean that, because Jesus healed some people who didn't have any faith. If you look through the Gospels, you'll see that. He healed people who the faith wasn't in them, but it was in the people who brought them to him. He healed the man. Remember the guy how they had to drop through the roof, lower through the roof, because Jesus was so crowded to get around, they couldn't get to Jesus? Well, when he saw the faith, when Jesus saw the faith of the people who lowered the man through the roof, he healed the guy who was sick, the paralytic who was sick. So it doesn't mean your faith is weak. If you pray, but it could. I mean, I don't want to get into all this, but the mere fact that you're praying for a healing means you have faith, because otherwise you wouldn't pray for it. But keep praying. If you're sick, if you have an illness, keep praying. Sometimes healings take place gradually in stages. He wants you to be healed, but accept his decision and his timing. That's the best I can say. If you do that, you'll be very peaceful. But the Lord wants to provide for our needs. So he healed those who were sick. But when it was evening, the people had no food. Now, I want to make another point about this reading, because I love it. I love the reading. They had no food. Jesus told his disciples to give them food yourselves. Well, they didn't have anything. He was trying to make a point to them, and he makes that point to us. He fills up, he makes up for all that we lack. Yes, by myself, there's not a lot I can do. But if I turn to him and ask for help, he can provide what I lack. That's the way Jesus works. That's the way he wants it to be. He wants us to ask him for help. 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here. In other words, they're saying this is not enough. They were selling him short. We do that all the time. Don't sell the Lord short. He's a God of miracles. And then Jesus said, it's funny. When they said all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish, he didn't say, oh, well, forget it then. I thought you'd have more. He said, no. He said, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down. So he took the 5 loaves. He took the 2 fish. Looking up to heaven, he did what we should do. He was setting an example for us. He said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They ate, all were satisfied, and they had 12 wicker baskets of fragments left over. So he provided in abundance. And that's the way the Lord provides. He gives us more than we need. Couple of points before I move on to the first reading. Obviously, this is a reference to the Mass. What's happening, breaking the bread, distributing it to the people. It's a reference to the Eucharist. And that's the ultimate thing that we need. The graces contained in the Eucharist, that is the ultimate need that we have in our lives. No doubt about that. But I heard a homily one time, and it bugged me, because what the priest said was, and in the same way that Jesus provided for the material needs of the people, he will provide for our spiritual needs. Now, while that's correct, that is correct, and our biggest need is spiritual. Without the Lord and the spiritual grace, the grace that he gives us, none of us are ever going to be able to follow him and live in heaven. That is pure grace. That is nothing that we have earned. We are not earning that. We are not buying our way into heaven with our good deeds. We absolutely need his help for that. So the greatest need in our lives is the need to make it to heaven. We can't do that. And we're only doing that through the power and the victory won for us on the cross by Christ. That's how that happens. But to say that he only provides for our spiritual needs is wrong. Because what happens is, then we cut him out of the picture. We cut Jesus out of the picture when it comes to our day-to-day living needs. The money that we need to pay our bills. The food that we need to eat. The clothes that we need to buy. The cars that we need. You know, and we don't want to think that, well, he only cares about spiritual needs. No, he fed the people. And I want to make that point, because you need to believe that. This is the biggest obstacle, I think, to walking with Christ and surrendering our lives to him and inviting him to help us on a daily basis. We think that he only does that religious stuff. No, he wants to give you food. He wants to provide for your needs. He doesn't want to give you a gazillion dollars so you can do nothing for the rest of your life. That's not his goal. But if you're having trouble paying your monthly bills, please turn to him. Ask for help. He wants to provide for your material as well as your spiritual needs. You got to know that. You got to believe that. So that's what I would say from that gospel. There's a lot in there. You want to have an intimate, close relationship with Jesus and turn to him for all of your needs, not just your spiritual needs, your physical needs as well. Let's look at the first reading now. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully, listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. All you are thirsty, come to the water. What's the water? The water is the grace given to us through the Holy Spirit. Doesn't cost you a penny. Come and ask for what you need. That's why I always pray for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit whenever I start this program, because I depend on the Holy Spirit, and you should too. Don't try to live your Christian life on your own. The Holy Spirit was given to you to help you, and there's no cost. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? See, what the Lord is saying is we often pursue happiness and peace and joy in worldly things. It doesn't last, though. Those things don't last. Lasting peace only comes to us from the Lord. So turn to Him and ask for that help. By the way, I do apologize if you hear this lawnmower in the background. It never fails. I start my show and my neighbor decides to get his lawn cut. So no matter when I do it, so I apologize if you hear that in the background. I started to hear the noise of the lawnmower and I said, oh, great, here we go. I always try to outsmart him, but it doesn't always happen. Anyway, the responsorial psalm, Psalm 145. This is it. This is the theme. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. Material and physical, material and spiritual, all of our needs. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all His works. The eyes of all look hopefully to you, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. And again, that response, the hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all of our needs. He's close to you, and He wants to help you. So turn to Him, not just with your spiritual needs, but please turn to Him with your spiritual needs. You know, the Holy Spirit, the job of the Holy Spirit is to transform you and me into the image of Christ. And if you know anything about me, you know that there's a lot of work involved there. You want to be praying every day for the grace to stay free from sin, the grace to follow God's will, and the grace to be transformed into the image of Christ. Make sure you're praying for that. Make sure you pray for your family, your friends. You pray that you and your family can one day live with God in heaven. You know, pray for that. Pray for the grace that you need. Please, you need to pray for spiritual things. But don't forget to pray for the things you need to live in the world. Jesus never denied we need material things. He said, your Father knows you need clothes, and He knows you need food. So if you're like me, you know, as somebody in full-time ministry, or no matter what you do, but in my case, I am really dependent on your kindness, and the Lord works through you, through your donations. I'm dependent on book sales and speaking, and right now all my speaking is shut down because of the pandemic. But pray for your material needs. Pray for that money you need to pay your bills. Again, don't pray that you'll hit the lottery and win millions of dollars and do nothing for the rest of your life. That's not a good use of your time, because the Lord wants you to do something. He wants you to be productive. He doesn't want you to get lazy. But He wants to help you pay your bills or buy clothes, pay your utilities, put gas in your car. He knows that. He knows you need food. You know, you might have to be a little cautious sometimes, cut back, not have the top-of-the-line food that you want always, but He knows you have needs. So please, pray for your material needs as well. That's how you're going to grow close to Him and have that close relationship with Him. He wants to provide for all of your needs. Second reading is from Romans, beginning in chapter 8, verse 35. Brothers and sisters, this is St. Paul's letter to the Romans, I should say. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? I got news for you. This is me. It's not St. Paul. Nothing will separate you from the love of Christ. Even when bad things happen? Nope. Even when bad things happen, he still loves you. Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword or the coronavirus, will that separate you from the love of Christ? Nope. Back to Paul. Paul says, no, in all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced, Paul says, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, because the Lord provides all of our needs. He gives us everything we need. And if we're not getting it, guess what? We don't really need it, right? Or we need to pray harder. It's complicated to try to put yourself in the place of God. You just can't do it. You can maybe get some insight, and that's one of the benefits. That's one of the benefits of the gift of wisdom, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom, which is the greatest of the all of the gifts, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. This gift of wisdom enables us to see things as God sees them. So we can see in a limited way. We don't have this gift to perfection. It doesn't allow us to be God. But the gift of wisdom can sometimes allow us to understand the good that can come out of a particular situation. For instance, with the coronavirus, I appreciate things that I didn't appreciate before. My family and I are praying more. We're praying more as a family. We're learning to depend on God more for our needs. When I go to daily mass right now, I'm able to go to daily mass. But for several months, I couldn't do that. The churches were shut. I really appreciate receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. So I am seeing some benefits. I don't see them all, but the Lord is letting me see some of the benefits of this pandemic. That doesn't mean I don't pray for the end of this. It involves suffering. This involves the loss of life, of people are getting devastated from this pandemic. So I do pray for it to end. But while God allows it to continue, I have been able to come up with a couple of good things that I see out of it. I mean, it gets us our attention back on him. So when we're able to do that, when we're able to see even a little bit of the good that can come out of evil and out of suffering, that's through the gift of wisdom given to us by the Holy Spirit. So you can ask, Lord, why are you doing this? Why am I going through this? And you might get some insight. Sometimes he's just going to say, I need you to trust me. But nothing can separate us from the love of God. When we look at Jesus, what happened when he saw the vast crowd? His heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. You see, he cares. He's moved with pity for you, for me. When we suffer, he loves us so much that he wants to, if at all possible, alleviate our suffering. But again, sometimes there's a reason that he allows the suffering to remain temporarily, permanently. That's up to him, because he knows what's good. Don't get upset about that. Pray to be able to trust him more. Sometimes you just have to trust him. The trust will grow if you make the decision to trust. The feeling of trust will grow if you make the decision to trust. So that's what I recommend. But he will provide for all of your needs if you give him a chance. All right? Sound good? I want to thank you for joining me on the program today. Please remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work. If you would be so kind as to leave a donation there to allow my work to continue, I would very much appreciate it. You can just click on donate when you go to followingthetruth.com, and you will be directed securely to PayPal, and you can make a secure donation there or become a monthly sponsor. You're very important to me. I'm very grateful for having you here. I hope you enjoy the show. Hope you let your friends know about it. Hope you have a wonderful week. Don't forget my daily podcast if you get a chance. Check it out. See what you think. Until next time we meet here on the Gary Zimek Show, have a great week. Remember, God will provide for your needs. God bless you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com. redboxmedia.com/redboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.